Larry Razavian is out of town checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program, program number 405 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're coming up on 10 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. Our temperature reading is at 20 degrees. We have overcast skies now, cloud cover here in central Minnesota. We have our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in right now and say good morning to Mr. Augie Makowski. Augie, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
Well, that's awesome. We've had you on the show before, and we kind of like to do this about this time of the year is bring you in. We're coming up on your brother Bill's death anniversary, and that is... refresh my memory. Is it the 13th?
That is the 19th of January.
19th, okay.
And it's number 8 already.
Yeah, number 8. So that was 2013 when he passed away already.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. And Bill was such a character, wasn't he? He was a great concertina player and just a lively guy.
That he was. He had, it was all in the head, of course, but it was there.
Yep. And he went back entertaining. I mean, gosh, do you know when he started playing concertina? How old was he?
Well, concertina, I'm not exactly sure, but I know it was a button box that he got when he was 5 years old.
Oh, okay.
And, well, Dad brought it home from town at night, and by morning he had a song ready in that he could play.
Worked out. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and then he just continued to play and play. And when did you join him? You joined in on tuba, huh?
Yes, I did. After I got out of the service, I played with a band, Jim Wendolik.
Okay.
From Good Lake. He was a classmate of mine, and I played with him about 12 years, but there was a time or two that I would play with Bill as well.
Okay.
And then, well, it got to be a little bit more, and of course, you know, blood is thicker than water, so.
Yeah.
So I started playing with him. He got more jobs down this way.
Mm-hmm.
At the polka festivals, and he wanted me to play those jobs, and so that's where it went. Then he moved to the city, and then there was a lot more jobs in the area.
Sure.
So.
That's great. So where were you guys born and raised then? Was that Silver Lake?
Yes, he was born and raised in Silver Lake. That just, we were across the lake from the high school.
Okay.
Which is about a half a mile, the lake.
Uh-huh.
And if you drive around it, or we would walk, it would be over a mile. So a lot of times in the wintertime, we'd walk across that lake.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of walking around.
Cut the distance in half.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Well, Bill pretty much died of diabetes, I think, didn't he? He had one leg removed and...
No, he didn't have diabetes.
Oh, he didn't. Okay, I thought he did.
Poor circulation is what it amounted to.
Poor circulation, okay. Okay.
His veins were blocking and whatever. I don't know from what, but at least that's what was happening. And so he had the... Multiple surgeries, getting the, he had taken out the veins on one of the leg that was cut off, and that sufficed for a while, but it didn't help overall.
Sure. Yeah, I know at the end I heard that he was supposed to go on kidney dialysis, and he said that wasn't for him, and that's
true. He was
pretty much...
About He was on about 2 weeks, and he says, that's not funny.
Sure.
That's not quality life in his case.
No, that's for sure.
You know, he had other things as well. So.
Uh-huh. and do you know how old he was when he passed away?
73.
Okay, yeah.
He would have been 74 on June 11th.
Okay. Yeah. And Bill... He played a lot up in this area. I know Bolas had a 4th of July celebration that he played at for a number of years, and people used to just flock to those events just to see him play.
Yeah.
So, and I'm sure you were with on many of those occasions as well.
Well, on different jobs, yeah.
Yeah.
The Post the Fest, that was, in particular, that was a lot of fun. Because you only played 2 hours or an hour and a half, and then you sat for an hour or hour and a half or 2 hours, and you're able to visit with the people. That's really what was the fun part of playing.
Sure.
You can get to meet the people that are coming to the dances.
Absolutely. Augie, can you take us back in time? Some of the first members of the Wee Willie Band... I know there was a guitar player and a singer, and I think they're gone, but some of those were very popular, helped Bill become very popular.
Well, he started out with Marv Anderson on drums.
Uh-huh.
There was a wide spot in the road that had a little bit of a grocery store and convenience store, probably, little shop and stuff called Wee Town, and that's where he met Marv, and he came in to play and just set up on a Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
We got together and we should start a band, Bill. What are we gonna call it? Well, how about Wee Willie? And well, that's the way it went.
That's how they got their name. Okay.
Yeah, that was Marv, and then he had another guitar player, Jim Gerber.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, and there was a sax player, a trumpet player, I forget his name, and there was a bass player that was, his first name was Merle.
Okay.
Or Merle. And then Wayne came along, and Wayne Lobrick.
Oh, yes.
And I came along, I guess, and there was a sax player by the name of Bill Durkee.
Okay.
And that really was about the only players that he had.
Sure.
Might have been a few, not too long, but long-time members.
Yep.
And then, I know that when I started, it was over 25 years with the four of us together.
Sure.
And then, of course, Wayne got pancreatic cancer. And passed away, and Marv, he got older, and then he also had a little bit of a cancer, and then Bill had a heart attack, the heart attack and kidney failures And I'm the last one there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of that original band, but we also had Ken Anderson, Erickson rather.
Okay.
On guitar after Wayne had passed away. And then after Marv, there was a Carlson that played drums. And then Jim Martuszek.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yep, I remember that.
Those last three, they were all from around this area.
Sure.
So whenever we would have to go up to Fargo or Burgess Falls or in that area, we'd meet together at Clearwater and take one vehicle.
Sure. Pool your way up there, so, yeah. Well, very good. Augie, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a minute. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. We're going to read the ad for the St. Joe Meat Market, our sponsor, and then we'll come back to you if that's all right.
That's fine.
All righty. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market. Did you know that the St. Joe Meat Market now makes a variety of nitrite-free or naturally cured products? Back in the day, there was a lot of speculation that nitrite, which is a curing agent used in sausage and other smoked meats to help preserve and add color to the products, was possibly linked to some illnesses and health-related problems. Spice companies have since discovered that the same results could be achieved by adding ingredients, Bactoferm and celery juice powder, from where nitrite occurs naturally. Folks with sensitivities to nitrite have reported back no ill effects from eating the products with the natural nitrite added. They are so excited to be able to eat hot dogs, brats, bacon, jerky, and a number of other products once again, and not have any ill effects from eating these products. These naturally cured products are located in the new bunker freezer along the west wall in the St. Joe Meat Market retail store. We usually make or produce a 25-pound or larger batch. The customer requesting the special product is allowed to purchase as much of the batch as they want, and the rest is put out for sale. Check out our natural nitrite section the next time you stop by the St. Joe Meat Market. For any sausage-making questions you might have, be sure to ask for Jesse, Ryan, or Cy in the sausage kitchen at the St. Joe Meat Market. As always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913. A big thank you to you from the gang at the St. Joe Meat Market, downtown St. Joe, Minnesota. Augie, for being our guest on the program, and you've been here before, you know how it works. We put up a nice package, get that off in the mail to you. Hope that you and the wife and everybody around you enjoy it in good health. How's that worked out for you in the past?
That has been terrific. It is really a good product that you put out there, Cy.
Well, good, good. I'm glad, glad you like it. Glad you enjoy it. Well, very good.
Got to ask, though, have you ever did Ethernitsa?
Ethernitsa?
Yeah.
We did one time. I'm trying to remember what that product actually is, but yeah.
Well, it's from a pig's blood.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't buy half or a hog anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Family is gone, but reduced, that is. So I just put in butt roast.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a couple of those, you know, about a 15-pound deal. And it's not quite as greasy as a pork head would be, of course.
Oh, sure, sure.
And I don't put it in rings anymore. I just do it like...
A bulk?
Yeah, crumbled hamburger.
Yep, yep. Is it sort of on the order of like a liver sausage?
Well, no, more
like it's just a pork sausage.
More on the pork sausage, but you bake it.
Okay.
Or you fry it on top of the stove.
Okay.
And it you cook it, of course, before you grind it.
Okay. Oh, I see. Sure. Okay.
And then use cream of wheat as a thickener.
Binder. Okay.
Binder. Yeah. Salt and pepper and onion salt and garlic salt and.
I know we've dabbled with it once or twice already. We get a lot of ethnic questions at the meat market. Rinderwurst is another one I'm thinking of. Grundwurst, and there's several. They're all sort of in that same family. They're just variations, but it goes back to the different nationalities. And people came over from the old country, and they have that ingrained in their mind, and they will pay any price to get these products because they just have such a taste for them. And in most cases, they turn out pretty successful for us. So yeah, we've done that.
Yeah, heart and liver goes in there as well.
Oh yeah, okay, very good.
Anyway, well, people that come from the depression area of time,
sure,
they didn't waste anything.
No, that is true. Yeah, compared to nowadays, boy, people don't want to eat any of the organ meat or things like that. Back then, they said if they could have captured the squeal, they'd have put that in there too.
Well, they did.
Yeah.
They did. They put that on the radio when they had South St. Paul yet.
Oh, that's right. There you go. Very good. Very good. Well, good. Well, Augie, you were talking a lot about Bill. How about yourself? So you've been playing the tuba, of course, when Bill left us. You kind of were left on your own there. So you've done some work since then. Who have you all been playing with, and what are you doing to keep busy these days?
Well, I've been playing mostly with George Palma from Brownton.
Okay.
And Jim Wendolick from Silver Lake, and Blake Klostermeyer from Lester Prairie.
Yeah, he's a young and upcoming concertina player, huh?
Yes, and he's getting very good.
Uh-huh. All right.
But since COVID, of course, that has kind of dried up quite a bit.
Yes, that's that pandemic, boy, that sure kind of ruined our country. I mean, all the things that we had going, it's really changed our way of life. And you know, for those that get it, it's very serious. I went through it right before Christmas there, and I was really sick with it. My wife got it, and she hardly knew she had it. So it affects everybody in a different way. But you have to take it serious because we've lost some good people, musicians included, with this pandemic. And, boy, it's not fussy who it wants to take down. So.
No, you got to be on your guard all the time.
Absolutely. So, but yeah, it's sad to see. I mean, it was bad enough that the dance halls were going away and things are changing a little bit, but boy, that pandemic really put the halt to it. So.
Yeah, in a lot of ways other than musicians.
Yeah. The whole economy really got switched around. Yeah. So, do you have anything lined up this year so far coming up?
Not as yet. No.
Not as of yet. Okay. So how do you stay sharp? Do you pull the tuba out once in a while and pump away on it a little bit, play with a record or something?
No, actually, the last job I had, I got a call in the afternoon that they, it was probably 12:31. And George says, "What are you doing?" "Oh, not much. Just kind of watching TV." And he said, "Oh, you want to play?" He said, "Well, yeah, what you got going?" He said, "Well, 2:00, I got a job."
Oh.
Yeah. So it's 15, 20 minutes away. And I was not in, so I had to change clothes, of course, and, you know, take the tuba out, dust the case off, of course.
Yeah.
And anyway, it was the 65th or so anniversary for this couple, and it was kind of neat.
Okay. So, and it's like riding the old bicycle. You just get on and start pumping away, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
The worst part is remembering how to set the tuba up.
Oh.
The stand.
I thought maybe the lips would get a little mushy if you hadn't played for a while.
Well, on a regular job, a four-hour job, it probably would be a little bit different, but this being party type.
Sure.
It's a little bit different.
Wasn't so serious, yeah.
You didn't have to play quite as hard.
That's right. Well, good. Your favorite music, your favorite songs to play as you look back, Augie?
Oh, gosh. Blue Scorched Waltz is a pretty Pretty Number.
Yeah.
Tuku. Red Raven Polka. Just to name a few, I think.
Those are all good ones, all classics, you bet.
Yeah.
You bet. You bet. Did you do a lot of solo work at all? Elephant Waltz or some of the Nebraska Polka, Two Eddies, some of those all have solos in?
No, not as a rule, I don't.
Oh, you don't? Okay. Okay.
I follow quite well, but as far as leading with that, I would say no.
Okay. Okay. Who were some of the tuba players that you looked up to over the years?
Oh, Hillary Haig was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Let me think. Oh, there's more. Oh, Dirk Carmack.
Yeah, yeah. Elmer Scheid's tuba player for so many years.
Maybe with Elmer Scheid.
Yeah.
There's others. I just can't think of their names right
now. Sure. Did you get to know Jimmy Dorschner at all?
I know of him, yes. He's fantastic.
Yeah, he was so good and passed away at a young age, too.
That whole band.
Yes. Yeah, they're all pretty much, it's done, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's others out there. I think, is it Frank Galecki? I don't know him personally, but...
Yeah, I know who you're talking of.
Yeah, yeah. And Cedric Soli played with Fez and been playing with Barefoot Becky a little bit right now. I guess he's still going yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. Some good ones out there. And I'll tell you, I don't know if you feel the same way, but I know I'm a little biased. I think for a good polka band, you got to have a tuba in the band.
I agree.
Yeah, my father-in-law always said that too. Just love the tuba. And I know as I sell music, sell CDs, I've got a array of customers that will call on occasion. What do you have new? First thing they'll ask, is got a tuba in the band? Then it's okay. They'll take it right away. Otherwise, they're hesitant. So there's something special, something really special about that tuba.
I don't know what it is, but it is.
You bet. Well, very good. Well, you know, like I've had you on here in the past, usually before we wind up the show, I ask you if there's a special memory that you can think of as you look back over the years, you know, playing with Bill or any of the other bands. What do you got for us today? What comes to mind as you think back over your career?
Well, I'm sure all the polka fests, and I can lump them together, there's always something interesting going on.
Uh-huh.
And one of the early ones was Gibbon Polka Fest in July.
Oh, yes.
So it was always hot.
Yeah.
And, well, there was 3,000 people easily there.
Yeah.
When they first started with that. And people were dancing, and they would do just about every dance that you... when he played.
Sure.
Well, there were different people that I saw that, well, he had his clothes on, but they were all wet except for the cuffs of his pants.
Yeah. the Gibbon Polka Days is one event that I never got to. I don't know. I guess we were always playing at different places all the time, and so I never got to that one at all. But
I was the grandfather of you know, they started them at least in the area.
Yeah.
Or Minnesota.
Yeah.
And he had, I think it was four or five stages.
Yeah.
Plus where you ate, there was some music being played in there too.
Yeah.
It's just amazing what he went through to get that thing started.
Yeah.
I think it was maybe the third year, and he said, we were walking by, and he said, well, you know, I think I got enough nickels this year for change.
Oh.
You know, something that you don't ever think of, the supplies that they have to get, or the beer, the amount of beer that they have to get, or the food, you know.
Sure.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And the help, of course.
The preparation was enormous. Yeah. Yeah.
Unreal.
How about... Did you ever get down to the polka days on New Ulm back in the 60s and 70s when that was going?
That's where I started to learn how to play.
Oh, really? Okay.
We sat in on a jam session, and of course I missed most of the notes, but because I was by ear, you know.
Sure.
But it was what it was. You finally got going, and when they just depends on what key everything was being played in.
Sure.
So it was hard at first, but it gets better as you go.
Practice makes perfect, they'd say. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, very good, Augie. Our time has about run out. We want to save some time to play some of Bill's music again. You know, I've told you before, good Lord willing, we'll do this thing again sometime. How's that for you?
Good Lord willing, of course.
Absolutely. You and I are both here. So, well, you have a great afternoon, Augie. We'll talk you off the air in just a moment, and we'll see you again down the road sometime.
Okay.
Sounds good. Have a great afternoon.
You too, and everybody out there.
All righty. There he goes. Augie Makowski, our 405th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. We're coming up on 15 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 23 degrees. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Wee Willie and the band in just moments. Larry Razavian is out of town checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 405th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And like I promised, we're going to get into some Wee Willie music right now. And first one up, one of my favorites, it's the Wee Willie Band. And where did it go? It disappeared on me. Okay, let's see. Well, we'll go with this one. Wee Willie and the Band with one called the Chicago Concertina Club Polka. Wee Willie and the Band. And, of course, one neat thing about Wee Willie, he always introduces the song himself.
Here we go with a polka called the Chicago Concertina Club Polka. Thank you.
Willie Band with one called the Chicago Concertina Club Polka. Here's a nice waltz tune, one called Before I Met You.
Here's a nice little song called That Was Before I Met You.
I thought I'd seen pretty girls in my time, but that was before I met you. I thought I'd found one that I wanted to try, but that was before I met you. I thought I was swinging the world by the tail. I thought that I'd never be blue. I thought I'd been kissed and I thought I'd been loved, but that was before I met you. Take it away.
Band with Before I Met You Waltz. 24 minutes past the hour of 12, 23. Our temperature here in Albany, clouding up, yes. That chance of snow in the forecast and looking more like it as the day goes along. Polka time. Here's a great number by Wee Willie and the Band, one called the Dick's Polka.
Yeah, yeah, here we go with the Dick's Polka. Thank you.
Wee Willie and the band, one called Dick's Polka. Boy, Bill could really handle that concertina. Yep, great player. It's mazurka time. Joe's Mazurka, the Wee Willie Band.
Here we go with a good old Polish mazurka, one entitled The Diddy Ditcom.
Wee Willie and the Band, one called Joe's Mazurka. And yes, very entertaining, very good listening music, danceable music. Wee Willie and the Band. Well, we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet at 28 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock. And yes, a message from Jeannie Bonfig, Jeannie B's Tours. And Jeannie wants you to know that there are still some remaining seats for the tour to the Chanhassen Theater on Saturday, February 26th, to see Footloose. This tour includes transportation, guide, lunch and meal, and show ticket, prizes and treats on the bus. And to make that reservation, give Jeannie a call. Her phone number is 320-345-1581. Jeannie B's Tours, and Jeannie B's Tours for a super fun Saturday with family and friends. It is now time to be talking about the winter meet and greets with Jeannie B's Tours. Informal get-togethers at area restaurant venues. So join Jeannie B for 2022 tour information schedules, costs and itinerary details, treats and door prizes. Early bird registration specials will also be available. Mark your calendars for February 5th, February 25th, that is, 9 until 10:30 at Jill's Cafe in Richmond, 1:30 to 3 at Kay's Kitchen in St. Joe. Tuesday, that is, March 1st, Jeannie B's Tours will host a travel show at Charlie's Cafe in Freeport from 9 until 11 and at the Neighbor's Bar and Grill in St. Joe from 1:30 till 3. These shows will highlight major extended Jeannie B tours for 2022, including Fall in the Smoky Mountains, the Colors of New England Rails and Trails, and the Branson Spring Music Fest, Music City's Adventure, Nashville and Memphis, and the Great Alaskan Experience 2023. Call Jeannie B Tours 320-345-1581 for details. And you may also visit with Jeannie B on Friday, March 4th at the meet and greet at Charlie's Cafe in Freeport from 8:30 until 10, and then Jitters in Sauk Center from 11 until 1. Please also be sure to tell listeners to call now if they want to join us on that April 3rd through the 8th Lenten Journey Ark Encounter Creation Experience. There are limited seats available, but you'll be able to join myself and my wife and Jeannie and Art and the whole gang on this bus trip. It's just a great experience is what they tell us. I've never been there myself, so we're looking very much forward to that. So again, limited seats available. Call 320-345-1581 today to reserve your seat. So there you go. That's information from Jeannie Bonfig, Jeannie B's Tours, and doing just a great job. So, check out those meets and greets and get on board your favorite trip. Jeannie B's Tours proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on Chasm. Here's the one I was looking for before by Wee Willie and the Band. It's one called The Concertina Fiddler's Polka.
The Wee Willie Band is proud to present to you our 16th cassette. It's a nice sunny day in January of 1997 here at the JBM Recording Studio in New Prague, Minnesota. Members on this recording are Wee Willie, Bill Makovsky on the concertina, Steve Carlson on the drums, Wally Kessler on the guitar and vocals, and Augie Makovsky on the bass horn. Here we go with one entitled The Concertina Fiddler's Polka. Thank you.
Yeah, one of my all-time favorites, the Wee Willie Band with the Concertina Fiddler's Polka. And boy, they get it going on that one. Bill really does a great job. Well, Wee Willie over the years did a lot of country and two-steps and foxtrots. He did a lot of great variety music. Here's one called Geisha Girl.
Here we go with a nice country, older country song entitled Geisha Girl.
Geisha Girl. 18 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock. Temperature reading is at 23 degrees here in central Minnesota. Well, we had a number of requests for this one. Can't get through a Wee Willie show without his really all-time classic, one called the John Deere Tractor Polka.
Here's for all the John Deere Polka people, and it's a first for the Wee Willie band. Wee Willie is going to do the vocal on this one entitled the John Deere Polka. I've got a John Deere tractor, it's a Model A.
I use it for my plowing and also baling hay. It pulls a two-bottom plow, and they are 16 lathes. And this is what it sounds like when I drop them in the clay.
Yes, the Wee Willie Band, Wee Willie on the vocal there, the John Deere Tractor Polka. Here's another nice country tune, one called When My Blue Moon Turns to Gold Again.
Here we go at one entitled When My Blue Moon Turns to Gold Again.
Yes, the Wee Willie Band with When My Blue Moon Turns to Gold Again. Music continues with the Wee Willie Band. Here's one called the Essig Polka.
One called Essig Polka.
Wee Willie Band, one called the Essig Polka. Bill also did a lot of novelty type tunes. Here's one called Out Behind the Barn.
My daddy used to tan my hide out behind the barn. He taught me to be dignified out behind the barn. But when he took that strap to me and turned me down across his knee, he sure did hurt my dignity out behind the barn. I got my education out behind the barn, but I ain't a foolin' no siree. As each examination out behind the barn, but it almost made a wreck out of me. I met a pretty little girl out behind the barn. She wanted me to stay and play out behind the barn. She taught me how to kiss and pet, and that's one game I won't forget, as we still play that same game yet out behind the barn. I got my education out behind the barn, and I ain't a foolin' no siree. As each examination out behind the barn, but it almost made a wreck out of me. I smoked my first cigarette out behind the barn, and that's one day I won't forget out behind the barn. I got so sick you should have seen how that tobacco turned me green. I almost died from nicotine out behind the barn.
I got my education out behind the barn, and I ain't a pullin' no serene. Magic chick examination out behind the barn, but it almost made a wreck out of me.
Wee Willie and the Band with Out Behind the Barn. 8 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, time for just a couple more selections. A nice waltz tune by Wee Willie and the Band, one called Over Three Hills.
Waltz time, Over Three Hills, and you're half a mile from home.
Wee Willie and the Band with Over Three Hills. Here's a nice polka tune, one called the West Wind Polka.
Okay. It's polka time, one entitled the good old West Wind Polka. Thank you.
The Wee Willie Band with one called the West Wind Polka. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. Going to do one with, this was my buddy Harlan Panoff's favorite one to play at a dance job. One called The Keys Are in the Mailbox.
Oh, jealous me and careless you, the odds were just too great. I couldn't stand those lonely nights, you made me sit halfway. I thought I'd seen the last of you when you walked out of sight. Instead I see you in my dreams each night. Oh, the keys in the mailbox, come on in. I'm sitting here and wishing, dear, I had your love again. I'll never even ask you where you've been. 'Cause the keys in the mailbox, come on in. I said I'd rather be alone than share your company. I said don't come around at all if you want more than me. 'Cause sitting here alone I can't deny the flame that burns. I'll gladly take you back on any turn. Oh, the keys in the mailbox, come on in. I'm sitting here and wishing, dear, I had your love again. I'll never even ask you where you've been. 'Cause the keys in the mailbox, come on in. I said the keys in the mailbox, come on in.
And there you go. The Wee Willie Band with one called The Keys Are in the Mailbox. Come on in. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. And that takes us to 1 o'clock straight up here on KASM.